This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
The round of 64 continues.
The round of 64 is no mo.
The Three Horsemen show. The round of 64 is no mo. Big Easy, T-O-Z, Co-Reezy, back with a tournament of all tournaments.
Yes.
And a tournament that we, Biggie's brainchild. At last you got a brain, child.
It helped whenever I got my brain.
Let me give you some fun facts about this tournament. Over 5,500 votes in this tournament.
Which is great for our little show.
Awesome. 32 matches. Averages out to 7 votes per match. Because I don't know. And we've got some winners. We've got some losers. We've got upsets. We've got last-second winners. Are you guys as excited about this as you show your silence as I am?
I am.
Yes.
Because what was that?
It sounded like a stomach.
Holy Jesus, criminally.
Is your mute on?
No, it's on, but it ain't on for long. We're getting ready to take you through the round of 64. You voted. If you're listening, I'm sure you voted. On our winners and losers, we got an upset that I am just beside myself about.
Was it Stan Hansen?
That one bothered me.
You know, you should way to fucking leave him hanging, T.O. You know, I will tell you this. The young Attitude Era came out, or the young, I guess it's that Superstars.
Are you talking about Match 7
WWF
in the first?
WWF Super, Jesus.
Is that what you're talking about?
We'll get to it.
Get to it, you long-winded prick. Okay, sorry. I was out of line.
Fuck it. Here we go. Ravishing bracket. Let's hit this motherfucker. Yeah. The one and only Ravishing Rick.
I'm doing the gyration.
Rude.
If you guys noticed in my chat.
Right along with the video, baby. It is the Ravishing Bracket. Headlined by the one and only this year's Hall of Famer, Ravishing Rick Rude. We started off Rick Rude and Doink. 1 versus 16, the highest vote getter of all of our matches. 274 votes. 81% to 19%. For the ravishing one, Rick Rude. 1 versus 16. That's what we expected, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Bourne, no matter how you dress him up, it's like putting a pig in a tuxedo. You ain't gonna fucking do anything about it. God rest his soul. God rest both their souls. Yeah. So Rude advances. A 1 advances. No big deal. Now we get to this next match, and this one kind of surprised me. An 8 and 9. I kind of thought all of our 8s and 9s, and one of our 8s and 9s was the closest of all of them. Davey Boy Smith taking on Rick Steiner.
This was a toughie for me.
224 votes. And it wasn't even close.
Not even close? How bad did Davey win?
71% to 29%.
I voted Rick Steiner. Did you guys go and vote?
Some of them, yeah.
I voted on every single one.
Of course I voted. You fucking kidding me?
You thought it'd be closer? I thought Davey Boy had run away with it.
Jesus, like that?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that is Attitude Era, all that bullshit running in. Rick Steiner was a bad motherfucker. And if those two fought, I know who would win.
Who?
Rick Steiner.
I don't know.
Well, he had a head that was solid bone, right? I mean, it was medically proven.
Dude, that guy, freak.
It's not like he wrestled in college.
Come on, Scotty.
Scotty.
I used to love Rick Steiner, dog face grandma.
Used to talk to his hand.
He's a real estate agent now in Atlanta, I think, a real successful one. It's
Rick Steiner
funny.
Is?
Yeah.
That he is, Edward. That he is indeed.
Kind of funny. Never thought that would be what's going on.
So that does our 1-16, 8-9, and that sets up Rick Rude and Davey Boy Smith meeting in the round of 32. We go to our, we'll get predictions at the end on what's going to happen from here out. 5-12, Jimmy Snuka, a 5 seed, taking on Conan, a 12 seed.
This wasn't too big of a surprise.
252 votes.
It's pretty good.
What? 76% to 24%. What were we going to ask?
I was going to say what match had the most votes, but we'll get to that.
Rick Rude and Doink.
I'll be damned.
274 votes.
People were really sure about getting Doink out of this as early as they could.
I think Rick Rude.
Because he could have won it all.
Is there a conspiracy theory here?
Yeah, I think Doink could have won it all.
I know you're a Doink
guy. You are a Doink guy.
I voted Rick Rude.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I forgot. There's another upset that I know you're going to like because you bring his name up all the time.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Snuka and Conan. Snuka advances to the round of 32. 4-13. Now, this I expected, but a little closer than I thought. This one must have closed early. 69 votes for this one. Steve Williams defeats Tito Santana 65% to 35%.
Yep. Two of those closed.
That was way closer
way
than
early.
I thought.
Yeah. Yep. So that takes care of the top half of the bracket. That sets up Jimmy Snuka and Dr. Death. Man, I already like that Rude and Davey Boy match. I kind of like the Snuka and Dr. Death match.
Me too, dude. These are getting, like, the round of 16 or 32 here.
There are some good
way
matchups.
Tougher.
Good matchups.
Way
so
tougher.
Let's drop to the bottom half of the bracket. First upset, for no reason in particular.
Yeah, this one's horrible.
Rikishi, a 14 seed, doubles up Magnum TA. How does that happen?
I got to think nobody's heard of Magnum
71 votes,
TA.
Yet another one that closed out early. If this motherfucker would have went on,
yeah,
Magnum
right.
TA wins.
He probably came back and won. No. People don't.
Jesus
don't,
Christ almighty.
How long was Magnum's in-ring career?
6 years.
Okay. When did he quit wrestling?
86.
So you look
well, he didn't actually quit.
Well, I know, but he couldn't. So you look at the time frame and
the
era.
Votes, amount of votes.
I think we could reopen that up and leave it open for 3 months, and Rikishi beats him.
Yeah, I doubt it. No fucking way.
Oh, I smell a bet.
What was the rate? What was it?
65 to 35. 71 votes. So he probably had 60. No, fuck that. He probably had 50 to his 20. That sound right?
70 total votes?
Yep.
Sounds about right.
That sucks. Whatever.
From what we saw, there was no big swings. I mean, like, nobody, like, rallied from behind.
Muta and Axe,
yeah,
which is coming up. Which is coming up.
That was the only one I saw that really swung.
Fuck, that's next. So, Rikishi moves on. So, there's our first upset.
Jeez.
That's huge.
Our closest in this bracket, the Great Muta versus Demolition Axe, 189 votes. Muta squeaks this out, 55 to 45.
Makes no sense to me.
To me either. Unless, I mean, I can take into account Bill Eadie's in-ring career, and that makes for a much hotter debate. But, my God, Muta?
Not much higher.
With this crowd? I would think Muta would have just...
80.
Cruised.
85.
When was the last time Muta was in the U.S. with a big role?
98.
What was he doing in 98?
NWO.
NWO.
Right?
Yeah.
Was he prominent? I mean, like, was he one of the bigger guys?
To say prominent, no.
No.
I mean, he was one of the 40 people.
Everyone's favorite wrestlers.
I guess it just comes down to who we think was voting and what, you know, how old they were.
It's fair.
Okay, that sets up Muta versus Rikishi. Now,
man, we're having someone. In
we
the
could have had Muta versus Magnum TA.
If Rikishi wins against Muta, I'm ending the tournament.
Well, fuck.
I'm just closing it down.
Might want to,
but I mean, the Uso. I mean, there's a
the Usos. They're not in this.
No, but I'm just saying, like Rikishi
yeah,
is relevant
Usos
because
voted.
Of. I'm gonna let you. You're really kind of angry over some of these.
I'm a little pissed. I'm a little pissy that Rikishi beats Magnum TA, but that happens. You know what? My bracket already busted in the NCAA tournament. My bracket's busted here. That's
fine. Duke got beat, you know?
Yeah. I know you're happy about it.
Duke Drosy's not in this. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Muta was a 6. Axe was an 11. So that drops us to 7 versus 10. Hawk versus Taz. Now, this I thought would be closer and was very close for a long time. Hawk pulls this one out 61% to 39%, 206 total votes.
Corey made 40 fake accounts to get those votes.
A 7 beats a 10.
For Hawk.
No, it looks like the voting just stayed open. So Hawk wins that one.
Corey's running
gets
the second
by
round.
61 to 39. So we've got Rikishi and Muta. Hawk is advanced. 2 and 15, Scott Hall versus the Mountie. I think you know how this fucking ended.
That's easy. That's easy.
I was actually surprised at how many votes Mountie got.
There's some trolls out there is all that shows me.
Yeah, true.
Makes you wonder. 218 votes, Scott Hall wins 84% to 16%. Yeah. Hawk versus Scott Hall in the second round.
That's a tough one, too. All these second round matches are great.
I agree. So let's go where we need to go. So in this bracket, the Ravishing Bracket, Rick Rude now takes on Davey Boy Smith. Who do we have? Davey's going to get some votes.
He is, but I think the key thing with Rude is that he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's relevant right now with current fans. There's an appreciation for his career right now because of the Hall of Fame. I think he's going to be tough to beat, just period.
When it comes down to it, it's a battle of the hair. Back in their prime, you have Rick Rude with the awesome curly perm.
True.
And Davey Boy with the Whoopi Goldberg hair.
Yes.
So, I mean, you got. I think Rick Rude's perm wins every time over Whoopi Goldberg.
I think the visual of people just seeing Rick Rude gets him over. He is the Lex Luger of this tournament. He's getting over on his look. He's awesome in the ring. Love him.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he's getting over. He might change my whole thing. But my original pick's Owen Hart. Who's your guys' original picks?
For when? This morning I thought Owen Hart could totally win this. You know.
What was it last week?
I don't remember, dude. I don't remember yesterday.
Who was your pick?
Rude. I think Rude's going to be the guy that does it. Seriously, that's what I said last week.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So we see Rude escaping that one. Snuka versus Dr. Death Steve Williams. I know who I'm thinking. I'm thinking this. I think this crowd likes Snuka.
Yeah, well, I'm going Dr. Death.
I think Snuka's really
popular. Snuka's death is super fresh right now, and that's what's getting him
sympathy
through.
Sympathy vote? I mean, if you want to win by a sympathy vote now that you're dead, Snuka, that's kind of your style. Either.
Wow.
But name is more relevant, to Corey's point, the death. And
he was way more relevant in his career, obviously.
Yes. But with the younger wrestling fans, the people that vote, they have seen the highlight at Madison Square Garden.
Let me put it to you this way, though. Who can we think more besides Dr. Death than the reason we have Steve Austin?
Considering his name is Steve Williams.
There we go.
There you go.
Just saying.
It's true.
So he would have been Steve Williams had Dr. Death not beat him to it.
Yep. You nailed it.
The bionic man, Steve Austin.
There you go.
So we see.
It's got to be Snuka's going to win that, obviously, but sad.
I don't know, obvious, man. If there are some Dr. Death fans out there.
Well, he did beat Tito.
He beat Tito. Chico Santana, as Jesse Ventura would say. So that drops us down to the bottom. Rikishi versus the Great Muta.
We don't need to spend much time on this. If Muta doesn't win it, like I said, I'm burning the whole thing down.
I think Rikishi wins. I mean, I'm shocked by the first round.
The fact that Muta beat Axe by that much and Rikishi went over
Magnum
makes me think Rikishi's going to win this.
I hope not. I'll cry.
Well, T.O.?
I said Rikishi. I mean, I believe Rikishi wins.
I'm looking to Rikishi to steal it.
I hope not.
But okay.
Yeah. He's got to be the favorite.
We'll see what the vote totals are.
He's got to be a favorite. Yeah.
The vote totals could change everything. I mean, if more people vote, that could be a super tight one. So could Snuka and Death, Rude and Davey Boy. Well, I don't know. My personal favorite of the entire bracket. Hawk versus Scott Hall.
This is going to be... wow.
The guy who's dead versus the guy who should be dead.
there's a thing
to all these.
Yeah.
There's a little backstory to all these.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think Hall...
Dr. Death versus Snuka. Snuka actually killed someone, so...
And Dr. Death was Dr. Death.
There you go, see? What? Anyway.
Davey Boy was ravishing, as well as Rick Rude. Well, I'm saying.
That's something. They've wrestled before.
If you like thick, short British guys, he's your man.
Mm. Well, he was thick. And so I think you're talking about his build, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Hawk versus Hall. Who you got?
Hall.
Give me Vegas line. I mean, Hall minus 200.
I think Hall gets
minus 150.
At least 65% of the vote.
Wow.
So you're saying like minus 300?
Yeah.
I'm keeping fucking track of this. Wow. At least 65% of the vote. Hawk versus Scott Hall. Yeah. Okay.
That's a hell of a.
Who you got?
I'll give it Hall, but like I said, I can see it being one of the closest matches of this bracket.
Now, if it's Scott Hall versus Hawk, I can see Scott Hall winning. If it's Scott Hall versus Road Warrior Hawk, Hawk's got a shot.
It's kind of a bummer that semantic, or you're just adding the name Road Warrior, gives him a bump. But it does. It is what it is. And Hawk.
What if you put Razor Ramon instead of Scott Hall? Ooh. What if you put Big Scott Hall?
Big? Who's Big Scott Hall? That can't be the same guy.
Exactly.
That guy has a mustache.
I think if you put Razor Ramon versus Road Warrior Animal.
What if you put Razor Ramon?
What if you put him against Road Warrior Hawk?
What we can Animal? Do is we can
put Hawk. I mean, since Hawk's Hawks.
I think we can put Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal.
I think we should.
But I think we could put in the thing at Scott Hall NWO and then put Razor Ramon in the vote thing, too.
No,
I mean,
you can it's have Scott Hall. It's not Razor Ramon. This is Scott Hall.
Come on, Chico. It's everything Scott Hall.
It's all Scott Hall. No pictures of Razor.
I could care less what the pictures are.
No pictures of Razor.
You're already thinking that
eliminated.
People are out to get your Road Warriors.
Eliminated.
God, I hope it's Hawk versus Animal.
You're
going to
take Hawk, aren't
you? Head you're just going to blow up.
Give me some odds here. In your heart of hearts.
What do you think?
What are my odds here for Hall and Hawk?
Oh, I think it'll be 60s, 40s.
60s, 40s? Going for Hawk?
Somewhere.
Could go either way.
No,
but 60, 40.
I'll tell you who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Hawk to upset Hall. But I mean,
that's not a surprise, but...
Right. No, I mean, I know who...
Rooting aside, though, logically, how do you see it going? Can you think of it? Can you
Fuck
separate
off.
Your love for the Road Warriors?
No.
Fair enough. At least you're honest.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I fill out more than one bracket.
Did you? There's the Road Warrior winning and Road Warrior losing bracket.
Right.
I did one. My mom did one. My brother did one. And,
yeah.
I used a computer program. I filled out 628.
If Animal and Hawk wrestle, it's going to be in the final four, and I don't know that I can take that.
It's just too much.
It is too much.
He'll have to watch that by himself.
Oh,
you won't be voting
Lord.
For that one.
Oh, my dear
Won't be
Lord.
Watching that at a bar.
All right, let's do the next
watching
one.
Watching that at a bar. Gee, who's next? Oh, I think we're going to the rowdy bracket. From what I hear. Oh, I hear that. The rowdy bracket.
You guys ever see They Live with Rowdy Piper?
Yes, I have.
It's a classic.
You know, I didn't even have that all the way up. I can't believe that was that loud.
Pretty loud. Could have been worse.
Sounded good.
Pretty loud.
The rowdy bracket.
This was the biggest loss, or the biggest beating in the entire first round, right?
No.
There was somebody closer.
There is one
or
better.
Further away.
There is one better.
This one was a fucking shellacking, though.
91% to 91%, Roddy Piper takes out Val Venus.
Which is bizarre, because Val, I think, is the only pro wrestler that... retweeted any of this?
Shout out to Val Venus for retweeting.
Thanks, Val.
Thank you.
Sean Morley.
Buddy.
Hello, Val. We appreciate it.
He didn't retweet the voting, though. He just retweeted the picture.
Well, either way, man, we'll take it. Thanks, Val.
No, but I think it would have helped us voting.
I don't think
well, fuck you, Val, just retweeting the wrong thing.
Jesus.
Wow. Just got
real hot real quick.
232 votes in that match.
Got intimate there.
Here's one that I did not see going this badly for him.
This blew my mind.
A number 8 Tully Blanchard, one of the four horsemen to most people. I guess to some people it was just the name Tully Blanchard.
Against, had to have been the problem.
Against number 9 Tommy Dreamer. Dreamer scalps Blanchard 63% to 37%. 201 votes. Dreamer. He has that big a following. Shocks the shit out of me.
I got to think people had Tully Blanchard confused with, like, Telly Savalas, maybe?
Well, they're both bald now.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, at least he's got...
Say, Telly Savalas is dead, ain't he? Oh, yeah, he died, like, 20-something years ago.
Something like that.
Probably bald, though.
Still bald. Skeleton's bald, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, One-Eyed Willie was bold.
Surprises me. Sets up Piper versus Dreamer in the round of 32.
Well, that seems like an easy one there.
Here's another one. Boy, these next two kind of surprised me. Ventura, Jesse the Body Ventura, number 5 seed, over number 12, one-man gang, 72% to 28%, 218 total votes.
That blows my mind. That's closer than I thought it would have been.
Really? Closer?
Closer. I would have thought Jesse would have handily taken out one-man gang.
Wow. I did not see that coming. So Jesse advances to the next round. Hacksaw Jim Duggan taking on Marty Jannetty. I think we saw this one coming.
Well, it's seeded correctly, I'd say.
238 votes. Hacksaw Duggan wins 76% to 24%, setting up Ventura versus Duggan. I kind of like that one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slow match.
If we're going by the numbers, the 4 Duggan versus 5 Ventura, I'm going Ventura.
We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah, we'll get
Come
there.
Come on, we got to get there.
I'm excited.
We've already got a brawl set up with Piper and Dreamer. I don't know how that's going to go. And Jesse and Duggan. So that takes care of the top half of the bracket. Let's drop down to the bottom half. 3 versus 14, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Brutai, the barber.
My friend Ed.
235 votes. Jake takes this one 84% to 16%.
It's kind of sad, though. Brutus was great in the 80s. I mean, not a great wrestler, but he was a name. He was a name everybody knew. Everybody loved the barber shop. Good stuff happened there.
Or bad stuff happened there.
It's fair.
As Marty Jannetty found out above him.
The Snake didn't have any kind of like show, did he? Jake the Snake never...
The Snake Pit?
Was it the Snake Pit?
Yeah.
Too many pits.
Got hit by the Honky Tonk Man in the head with a guitar.
Yeah,
about fucking killed him. That happens, though.
Is that where what's his name got the idea? Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he had the idea to not gimmick the guitar and almost break
his
neck.
Good point. All of Jarrett's guitars are basically cardboard.
Oh, that had to
with
hurt.
Starch on the outside for that crackling.
That's true. Then we got an upset in the next match. Junkyard Dog, a number 6 seed, ousted by number 11 seed, Warrior Animal.
This is a weird one, man. I feel like these seeds were backwards. Looking at it. Number 6, JYD, and number 11, Animal. I would have seeded them. If I was guessing which was which, he told me 6 and 11. I'd have said Road Warrior Animal's number 6 and JYD's the 11.
Really?
If I was guessing, but you know the numbers, what would you say to you?
I thought we did an excellent job seeding.
The seeding was excellent. I'm just saying, looking at these two, this is one that sticks out to me. Is it could go either way with the seeding number.
There were mistakes made, but Animal takes this one 64% to 36% with 222
closer.
Votes in that.
Way closer.
That surprised the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm serious. So that sets up Jake the Snake versus Animal. Oof. Jake the Snake, who took Hawk with him out in London and broke up the Road Warriors in 92. There's animosity there. Could be both former members of the original Legion of Doom. So that could be a grudge match. It's a big one. 7 versus 10. X-Pac, a 7 seed, versus Kevin Sullivan, the Darkness. Gets destroyed by X-Pac, 77% to 23%,
wow.
265 votes. That's a fucking lot of votes for that match, too.
And again, just another guy that's relevant. He has a podcast, although Sullivan has one, too, but, you know, wrestled more currently. I think it's the demographic of the Twitter user. You know?
I think of X-Pac heat, and I would think more people would vote against him. That surprised me. And that's a lot of votes. That was the highest vote getter in this, except for the next match. Second highest vote getter. Ted DiBiase taking on Coco Beware. Not close. And neither.
How was
but that?
That
laugh
was pretty close.
That laugh was.
I've been working on that for 25 years.
272 votes. The high vote getter in this bracket. 84% to 16%. Ted moves on. Ted moves on to face X-Pac.
God. Damn,
teacher versus student, former members of the Million Dollar Corporation, whatever the fuck they called it, I wouldn't watch.
1-2-3 Kid way back when.
Yeah, what was that called?
I think it was the Million Dollar
Money
Corporation.
Money, Inc.? No, was that it or not?
No, because that was a tag team.
Tag team.
Yeah.
It was the corporation, I thought. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Million Dollar Corporation. Well, that sets up the bracket. 1 versus 9, Piper versus Dreamer.
Easy. I mean, that's easy.
Is it easy?
I think so. Well, you would have thought that Tully Blanchard would have beat Tommy Dreamer, but Tully Blanchard is no Roddy Piper.
Dreamer has 560,000 Twitter followers.
as bad.
But he was never on Always Sunny in Philadelphia like Hot Rod was a couple of times.
As bad as Piper beat Venus, I think Piper's going to escape. At least make it to the Sweet 16.
I think Piper wins too, but I think it might be closer.
I'm going to say 70-30.
All it takes is Tommy Dreamer retweeting it.
That's true.
And getting, I mean, like, it, there's that variable there. That could,
even Tommy Dreamer fans got to go, wait a minute, Tommy. This is Rowdy fucking Piper we're talking about here. Rowdy, Rowdy Piper, man.
It's true, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Anything can happen. Drink it in, man.
Sitting on the back of my tailgate, man. I'm going Rowdy, Rowdy Piper all day long.
All right. Very good. I think it's consensus. Piper's going to move on.
Am I?
Jesse Ventura, the body. Jesse Ventura taking on Jim Duggan. Hacksaw. Bros before hoes.
Oh, I'm going to go with Duggan.
Sir, I have to disagree with you.
Well.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because Jim Duggan had a vocabulary of like three words.
That he did.
And that's all. I mean, that matters when you're talking wrestling.
True.
And you got to think, too, put these in context. If these were real matches, they got a program leading up.
Okay.
In that program, who's going to be more interesting to watch?
Depends on what year.
Yeah.
Because they had separate timelines.
Oh, that's true. They didn't really overlap.
Duggan was fucking super hot in 88.
That's fair. He had the whole American thing going on. And
he was. If he would have come in and not fucked up, he would have been in line to win the belt.
Led over.
Going with the body.
I mean, they had those plans. To win the...
See, mark this one down, because I think this is one of the key matches, in my opinion.
All right. We're going to put a star by her. Well, or by that one. So we don't know. That's our big question mark right now, Ventura versus Duggan.
You're the swing vote on that. Who do you
drop
with?
Down. I'm going to go with Duggan.
That's where I'm at.
Bad move. Yeah. Got to call bad move.
You know what? Rikishi and Magnum TA doesn't make much sense either, but... Jake the Snake Roberts versus Road Warrior Animal. Jesus, could these two have worse matchups? Fucking Hawk has to wrestle Scott Hall.
You seeded him.
Animal's got to wrestle. Who did?
You did.
I didn't do it.
I thought you said.
No, we are committee. Championship committee did it in the other room. Don't fucking look at me. Okay. Jake Roberts versus Animal. Animal's got Jake Roberts. Hawk's got Hall. I don't know. Animal versus Jake Roberts. I'm seeing Jake going through. Personally.
God damn, that's another tough one. I'm going to give it to Animal.
Really?
I'm going to go with Jake the Snake.
I'm going to...
Animal was the loved... one of the...
Yeah.
LOD.
And you get his son involved. If he sees a tweet somehow, start working some of those angles. A fan does it. You never know what could happen.
It's true.
People are wanting this strap.
They are.
It's a very important people's champion strap.
It is. There's a trophy involved.
Yes.
X-Pac, a 7-seed, taking on Ted DiBiase, a 2-seed.
That's a toughie. You got to give it to Million Dollar Man, though.
I'm going with X-Pac.
You're going with Pac?
Oh!
Yep.
You would do that.
No, I think that he's...
That's a hell of an upset if he takes him, in my opinion.
Here's the thing.
I think he's relevant.
And I know what's been said before, but everybody's got a price.
I did not think of that. I'm totally still sticking with DiBiase. How many personal slaves does X-Pac have? None. Moving on.
I'm going to say DiBiase. That fills it out. That takes care of the ravishing bracket and the rowdy bracket, setting up all of our, at least the left side of the bracket, we'll say, which leads us to the other side of the bracket. It's going to be the bruiser bracket.
This could be my favorite one.
We're going there.
This had the most matches.
A lot of bad motherfuckers in this one.
That were the hardest to call for me. Oh. This bracket.
They were brutal. Brutal. And that music is Care of Rock and Roll Video. God, if any of you old guys have that thing, if you remember where it came from, I got mine at Kmart. And it had videos for... A Rock and Roll Express, Exotic, Adrian Street, Bruiser Brody, Randy Savage. Randy Savage has a badass song by The Rods. Shout out to The Rods. I don't know if anything ever happened with you guys. Probably not.
They turned into the Cones.
They did not.
Oh.
Number 1 and 16. This was definitely our tightest 1 versus 16, and I don't know why.
This blew my fucking mind.
Brody escapes with a 55% to 45% win with 145 votes.
And it was closer last night or this morning.
Like I know.
Some, yeah.
Incredible.
Blows my mind. It shouldn't have been close.
Does Brody not have the star power I think he has?
Real wrestling fans, I thought he did. I guess we're dealing with some non-real wrestling fans.
For fuck's sake.
That should have been an 80-20 in my eyes.
I kind of thought. Unless people were looking for a double DQ.
Let's just move along. Brody wins somehow by the skin of his fucking teeth.
No. Nikita Koloff won by the skin of his teeth.
Fair. That was a 51-49.
Nikita Koloff, an 8 seed, beats Michael Hayes, a 9 seed, 51% to 49%. 146 wow. votes.
That's fair, though. I mean, that'd be a hard one to call. Nikita Koloff and, you know, purely sexual. I think I voted for PSAs.
I'd have to
look.
Too.
Let me look at my Twitter.
Oh, I voted for Koloff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you got the whole Nikita Koloff, you know, impersonation going on.
Maruska Sabataha.
You can't let that guy go down.
Maruska Brody, I am coming for you. Same reason he voted for Trump, so he could do the impersonation for 4 years.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, this is showing me that I didn't vote for that match.
Flying sack of snake. So that sets up Brody and Koloff, which is a great match. If you like violence. Dropping down, 5-12, Gold Dust versus Billy Gunn. Gold Dust a 5 seed, Billy Gunn a 12 seed. Goldie runs away with this one, 64% to 36%. 159 votes. Not quite the high vote getter in this category. But Gold Dust moves on. That's attitude here.
I voted Nikita Koloff. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see? So Gold Dust is moving on to face the winner of the 4 versus 13, Paul, Mr. Wonderful Orndorff. Just throttled Mike Rotundo, 72% to 28%. 145 votes, and Orndorff skates through to the second round.
That's kind of a bummer, too. I mean, obviously, Orndorff, I think, should have won that. But Mike Rotundo, I don't think you should overlook him. That guy is a piece of history, in my opinion.
It's the seeding.
I guess so.
I'm telling you it's the seeding. So it's all it is.
Hey.
Son.
Has to happen one way or the other. Everybody's got to have a number.
All right. Now I get really pissed off.
Yeah.
This is the second 314 to 165 votes. The high vote getter. The honky tonk man, number 14, defeats Stan the Lariat Hansen, the number 3 seed. And it wasn't close. 66% to 34%.
Wow. I didn't know it was that bad.
People don't like people who chew. That's what it is. And that explains you, Corey.
It's a bad habit.
Sorry.
Nah.
Stan Hansen always had a giant wad, though. I'm just saying.
Again.
You know what?
I think it has to do with, you know, Honky Tonk Man is, he still does the shoot videos. He's been critical. He's in the news somewhat because he speaks his mind about current stuff. And I think that, you know, he does the conventions. He does a lot of that stuff. I mean.
He buries everyone.
But I still think that might have something to do with it.
Well, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
He's taking on the winner of the Brian Pillman Butch Reed match. 6 Pillman versus 11 Reed, 82% to 18%. Brian Pillman moves on easily with 160.
That seems high, but it's fair, I guess.
So Honky Tonk Man's going to have to face Pillman. So that will. I'll be surprised if he gets out of there. Very surprised. No comment. And they're stunned, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll get to that, Corey. We have to wait.
Oh, no. I just mean that Pillman just fucking lambasted Butch Reed. Do people not know who Butch Reed is?
That's what I'm saying. It seems a little high. Like, I mean, I'm sure Pillman should have won that, in my opinion. But 82% was it? That seems a little high.
A little. But people love Pillman.
70, 75 maybe.
People are still stealing his shit.
Yeah.
Drops us to 7-10. Bobby Eaton, maybe these should have been flipped. Bobby Eaton, a 7 seed versus Kamala, a 10 seed. Kamala, in a close one, wins 57% to 43% with 150 vote total.
I love
Kamala. A 10 seed moving on.
Think of what he would have done with two legs.
Oh, boy.
He would have ran away with it instead of crawled away.
You son of a bitch. That's not funny.
I'm just kidding.
What's he going to do, run him down?
I voted Beautiful
you
Bobby
know,
Eaton on this
did
one.
Did that surprise you at all?
What?
How big the W was for Kamala?
Wasn't that big.
What was it?
57 to 43. That's about
close.
Where I thought that was going. Okay. I'm pretty sure we said Kamala was going to escape last week.
Did we? I don't think that far.
Yeah, we
back.
Made a lot of bad jokes.
Matter of fact, let me give you a standing ovation.
Okay, that rings a bell.
Yeah, I'm going rollerblading. 2 versus 15. Waller throttles the Godfather 80% to 20%, 158 votes in that one, setting up a rematch between Kamala and Jerry the King Lawler. An old Memphis-style brawl is what we're going to have. So let's get back to the top. We've got number one, Bruiser Brody, taking on number eight, Nikita Koloff. Who you got?
I got to go Brody, but judging by the votes, the Koloff's going to beat him handily.
I'm sticking with Brody.
I agree, but...
I think if people look closely, for God's sake, I say Brody.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brody also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, he's King Bruiser Brody. And I also look at Pro Wrestling Tees for this type of stuff. Pro Wrestling Tees, if you've got a t-shirt, you're in good shape. These guys that don't do well. Anyway, Goldust versus Paul Orndorff. I'm scared to... Oh, boy.
I think Goldust is going to beat him.
Goldust.
Oh. What is that, a 5 versus a what?
That is... Goldust is a 5 seed taking on Orndorff, who is a 4 seed.
5-4.
That's a toughie, though.
1 versus 8, 5 versus 4 up top.
So the seed's held out in that bracket.
I think this
top will be half, not in the bottom half.
I'm calling 60-40 Goldust.
60-40 Goldust. I'm going with Orndorff. Who are you saying?
Goldust.
Goldie.
Yep.
You guys got Goldie moving on.
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. Mr. Wonderful getting deep. Wow. I'd be shocked by that. How about this one? Now, if this fucker gets through Pillman, Honky Tonk Man Wayne Ferris taking on Brian Pillman.
Pillman.
There's no fucking way he beats him.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be 75-80.
The winner of this is coming out.
And by the way, I believe one of our listeners, is it Marcos Ray?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
He's a pretty big Pillman fan. Likes Pillman. Pillman 911 says you better fucking vote for him.
Fair enough.
At least that's what I read. So we got Pillman moving on. Kamala versus Jerry the King Lawler.
You got to go with the puppy
Wouldn't
master.
Wouldn't surprise me. A 10-seed Kamala versus a 2-seed Lawler.
You got to go with the puppy master.
Yep. Lawler.
Oh, really?
I mean, current fans know him.
The only problem I have with this, though, is Jerry the King can never do his finishing move on Kamala.
Bullshit.
You think he could pile drive him?
Fucking A.
I doubt that.
He's the fucking king. And nobody beats him.
Well, fair enough. That's true. I forgot about that. Nobody beats him.
The match is in Memphis.
Jerk on him a little.
The match is in Memphis.
Yeah, then you got to give it to the king.
Well... Kamala did have some success down there. In fact, we might even have footage from that match going up on our Twitter when we get
footage.
When we get to the witching hour, which brings us to the final bracket, the perfect bracket.
I miss hearing this.
Do they not get this? Or do the gimmick and have it be a spoof and have him fuck everything up?
No.
Mr. Imperfect.
No.
Mr. Imperfect.
Like he tries...
Just always fuck shit up.
He tries shooting baskets and he airballs everything. He
shoots it.
Yeah.
Completely misses it, turns around.
Because he doesn't really... He doesn't even have anything going, so why not do something
He
like
strikes
that?
Out like they're doing the slow pitch softball where he's hitting the home runs and he strikes out and misses. Like,
I mean, they tried to do Axelmania at least.
Well, yeah, Hogan kind of screwed that whole thing up.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I didn't think about that. I forgot. Okay, let's get to the perfect bracket. An ass-whooping takes place when Kurt Hennig takes on Hillbilly Jim on 1 versus a 16.
Real-life fight, I give it to Hillbilly Jim.
I don't know.
Hillbilly Jim's a big old fucking country boy, man.
Like, he is.
And as you both know, a country boy can survive.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means, but... I'm sure it has something to do with country something.
Yes, boys. It does.
Whatever.
What was the percent on that one?
89 to 11. 160
Ooh,
votes.
Ooh, ass whooping.
Yeah, it's pretty much
ass whooping.
An ass whooping. And then we drop down to 8 versus 9. Greg the Hammer Valentine versus Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin.
This could have gone either way in my eyes,
too. Well, it didn't.
Yeah.
Well, obviously there's a winner.
Oh, I guess the Hammer's still got some fans out there.
He dropped a hammer, huh?
8-9, Valentine thumps Jimmy Garvin with 147 vote. Total, 80% to 20%.
That shocked me it was that bad.
Sets up Kurt Hennig versus Greg Valentine. I kind of like that matchup. I would watch that.
That match had to have happened, right? At least in some way, shape, or form.
I haven't found it.
Wow.
I know. That's kind of what I thought. Now, we get to your boy. They always say the 12s upset the 5s, and it happened right here. Dean Malenko takes out the living legend Larry Zbysko.
I changed my mind on this one.
And it wasn't even close.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Another ass kicking.
74% to 26%. 152 votes. I don't know. I do not know.
I want a recount.
I'm pretty sure it's going to look the same way.
Yeah, it's all digital, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean,
hanging chads.
Dean Malenko is moving on to the second round.
Blows my mind, man.
Now, I do feel bad for him that he has to run into somebody that he ran over into in Japan.
I bet he beats him.
Dynamite Kid taking on
Agree.
Demolition member Smash. Dynamite thumps Smash. I did not see this coming. I thought there would be some Smash fans out there. 78% to 22%. 146 wow. votes.
That's a beating.
They both won by about the same total. And now they're both going to go against each other.
I got to give it to Malenko.
Malenko versus Dynamite. Malenko versus Dynamite. That'll be a good match. Dropping down to the bottom half of the bracket, Arn Anderson taking on Terry Taylor. And this went about how I thought it would go. Arn Anderson thumped Terry Taylor 90% to 10%.
Wow.
Yeah.
146 votes.
He enforced his will. You get it? Because he's the enforcer.
Those 90%ers. That's, I like.
Yeah, there's always trouble when that happens. And the 6 versus 11, we get an upset. And a, wow.
This was a beating, too. Yeah.
This was ugly. Bam Bam Bigelow thumps Ricky Morton. I guess Ricky Morton did a lot of selling.
Even the Mania Hall of Fame bump was not enough for Ricky Morton.
No.
Not even close.
Not anything. I'm not sure everyone knows who Ricky Morton is.
You got to figure without that bump, he'd have got 0 votes. That's how bad this was.
Very possible.
I wonder if he would have used like hashtag Rock and Roll Express.
How fucking good? How many people are using hashtag? I want to look right now.
I'm saying like with him going into the Hall of Fame.
I bet it's trending like crazy right now.
Yep.
Well, we're going to find the fuck out.
Boom.
Hashtag rock and roll exists. Let's see. March 20th was the last. There's several on March 20th.
Mm.
All right. There's a few.
No help against Bam Bam. Crazy. Scotty Bigelow runs away with it.
Big athlete.
I would have taken Bigelow every day.
Now, we got a big one coming here. Big Boss Man versus Earthquake.
Now, this definitely happened, right? These guys had to have fought.
I don't think
so. Had to have. Think about how close Boss Man and Hogan were attributed to each other and the programs that Hogan and Earthquake had. And Earthquake was all over programs with, what was his name?
Who?
Jake the Snake. Earthquake and Jake the Snake had a good set.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're right in that fucking sweet spot to have had shots with each other.
Yeah.
And he didn't find anything? Big Boss Man versus Earthquake?
I haven't yet.
Wow. That's a hard one to believe.
Anything can happen.
No point at this point. It's already over.
Well, no. You're right. That match is over. So that sets up Anderson and Bigelow. Now we've got Boss Man moving on. 82% to 18%. 153 votes.
That kind of blows my mind.
And then the blowout happened. The biggest of the... Did you find it?
He did.
Attaboy.
Earthquake, Big Boss Man, Survivor Series 90.
Owen Hart took on Paul Roma, and this must not have gone long. 94% to 6%.
What a squash.
155 votes. Owen moves on. My pick to win the whole thing.
Paul Roma?
No, Owen Hart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't he in a pizza joint somewhere around here?
He's not fucking Florida Gulf Coast. Owen is moving on to take on the Big Boss Man.
Interesting.
For those of you watching, does anyone think that the Big Boss Man kind of resembles Big E?
Nobody's watching.
Somebody might.
No.
Anything. I doubt it.
No.
Which leads us to go back to the top. We've got Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig versus Greg Valentine.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's easy.
Easy one?
He's going to perfectly execute all over the hammer.
All right. Malenko versus Dynamite.
After the showing Malenko gave against Zbyszko, Malenko's a force to be reckoned with. He's got to take out Dynamite Kid in this position.
Yep. I'm going with
that. Oh, well, they don't call him the best color man in the biz for no reason, Chet.
Oh, I love that movie. Just a bit outside. Dean.
So you guys say Malenko, I say Dynamite, because...
Take away your emotions.
Wrestling fans will start voting in these. Dropping down to the bottom,
sure
Arn Anderson taking on Bam Bam Bigelow.
I worry. I worry, too, but Arn Anderson all day. These are both blowouts, though, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Both 90% to 10%, both of their matches.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
So Bam Bam versus Arn.
I want to say 65-35 Arn.
Really?
I think Bigelow is going to beat him.
What?
I do. I don't agree with it, but I think Bam Bam is going to get some votes.
What's your logic? I just don't see it.
The ECW angle. I don't know. I just see like
nobody remembers Bam Bam being in ECW.
We'll see. I could
T.O. does.
The only thing he's got going for him is that Bam Bam was in the very first WWF video game on Nintendo.
I'll give you that.
And he did the cartwheel.
Cartwheels.
Yeah. Yep. That was the shit. But other than that, I mean.
Arn Anderson's got the spine buster.
Got the spine buster.
And the DDT.
Had a good run in WWF by himself without Ric Flair. His tag team, but whatever.
Brainbusters.
Yep. And then who else?
Tully Blanchard.
Mike.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Hey, you better have the stump me this week.
Jeez. I'm on it. I've had it the whole time. I'm not just going to find
so
it
So
right
what's
now.
Consensus on that one? I say Anderson moves on.
Yeah, Anderson.
Yeah, you guys said Anderson. I think it could be done. I think that Bam Bam could pull it off.
How about Boss Man versus Owen Hart?
Oh, come on.
I think Owen's just going to steamroll.
He's my pick to click. I'm taking him the whole way through. I don't see anybody beating him.
Yeah. Not at this level.
I can see Owen and Rude in the finals.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's a huge possibility.
If anybody can beat him, it's Henning. So, that's an Elite Eight final. That's to get out of this bracket.
Wow.
So, our matchups for the next round of 32, you'll have to be able to vote on them. When can they start voting?
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, good decision. Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to vote.
Probably today if you're listening on podcast.
Actually, yesterday. Because we're not sure which episode will go out first. Let's decide right now which episode goes out first.
They both go out at the same time.
Voting will be on Thursday.
Thursday, the 23rd, is when voting will begin. You might hear this on Twitter Friday. You'll see them on Twitter. Yeah, you might be hearing this on Friday. Actually, this motherfucker might go out whenever I want. Kind of up to me.
Let's just throw them all out at the same time. That's what I, whenever
shit, you
share.
Might get our first episode on a Wednesday. So our matchups from here. Rick Rude taking on Davey Boy Smith in the Ravishing Bracket, along with Snuka versus Dr. Death Steve Williams, Rikishi versus the Great Muta, Hawk, Road Warrior Hawk versus Scott Hall. In the Rowdy Bracket, Piper taking on Tommy Dreamer, Jesse Ventura taking on Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Road Warrior Animal, X-Pac versus Ted DiBiase. In the Brody Bracket, Bruiser Brody versus Nikita Koloff, Gold Dust versus Paul Orndorff, Honky Tonk Man versus Brian Pillman, Kamala the Ugandan Giant takes on Jerry the King Lawler. The Perfect Bracket, Kurt Hennig takes on Greg Valentine, Dean Malenko takes on the Dynamite Kid, Arn Anderson takes on Bam Bam Bigelow, and Big Boss Man will take on Owen Hart. Not bad matchups.
Riveting. Thanks for that, Corey. Thanks for that. I got you. I did find a real quick
just a rundown.
A possible stumper here if you're ready. It's a quick picture. I want both names.
That is the Sheik.
Who's the other guy, though? That's the tougher one.
Jesus Christ. He's getting his eye fucking gouged out. He's got his mouth open.
With a pencil. The Sheik taking a pencil to him.
It's got to be Detroit. It almost looks like DiBiase, but DiBiase never had that much chest hair. Is it Chavo Guerrero?
Who's it look like to you there, T.O.? Who's the guy getting his eye put out? That don't look like the fucking dragon you, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
No.
It's not. It's definitely not. But it kind of looked like that to me.
Who is it?
You were right. It's Ted DiBiase.
Oh. Yeah.
He did have that much chest hair.
Got me.
Good job, man. Good job. You are fucking God among men when it comes to this stuff.
He is up to the test.
Man, that's DiBiase before he grew the beard. That beard was a great decision.
I like it.
Have we got anything else? We've taken him through the round of 64. We've got it down to 32. We've got over 5,500 votes. Thank you.
Share this candid shot I just found.
To all of our listeners. Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Isn't it? I've never seen that before.
Thank you to all of our... Special shout-out, thank you to Ian McCall for helping us get the tournament out there, and James Lowe of Jiggy Jaguar. Who else helped us out? The Ocho Man, all from our network of podcasts. Who else helped us out, T.O.?
The UG podcast.
Thanks, UG.
I'm telling you, best color man in the biz.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to say. Reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's it's not really a... Never mind.
He is the best.
Yeah. It's not like they're going to listen anyway.
You got me there.
So, what do we have? We got anything left?
WrestleMania?
Yeah, I want to talk about our
we got
matches.
Time?
Let's make time. We got plenty of time. We don't got our meeting until about 4. We're at 54 minutes on our stream.
I think
we got plenty of time.
You guys want to book this motherfucker? Let's book it. We're booking the territory. We're booking WrestleMania. What do we got?
Let's do it. What is your first match? If you were having your 5 matches and one of these had to be your opener, what's your opening match of your picks?
My opening match?
Out of your picks.
I'd start with a technical match. All right. Benoit versus Dynamite Kid. It has taken place somewhat before, but I want Benoit versus Dynamite.
That's a good match.
I had Benoit and Daniel Bryan.
For your opener?
Not a bad. That's actually a very good one.
I have Benoit in a match, but not for my
opener. Oh, my God. Really? We all picked him?
I had Benoit in a match, yeah.
Yikes.
That's interesting. My opening match, Battle of the Big Guys, I always want to see Bam Bam Bigelow and Big Van Vader. I always thought that would have been a cool match.
Both athletic guys.
Yeah, both high-flying big guys. Well, not high-flying so much, but...
I would guess they would have wrestled in Japan.
You think? Yeah, that's a good chance. I still would like to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good match. That was my opener. What do you guys got for...
I'm going to take Benoit out, and I'm going to put Angle in. Angle versus Dynamite.
Yeah, I had... go ahead.
Mm. That's not bad at all.
Well, I'm just taking him out. It's no big deal.
Okay, second match, I have... and you won't like this as much, but I kind of have... some current guys in there, but I have AJ Styles and CM Punk. I'm sure they cross paths somewhere on the indies, but there could be some stuff. The styles aren't exactly the same, but
right, one's good at wrestling, one's not.
Well, the promos leading up could be good. I just think there's a lot they could do with that.
Nailed it.
My second match, and I don't know how this would work, but I want to see it. The younger version of the Hardy Boys versus Rey Mysterio team with Ultimo Dragon.
Really?
It's a weird stylistic matchup, but...
That it is.
They're like the American version and the Mexican version, so to speak, of like high flyers at their time. Like the Hardy Boys, that's why I picked them when they were young, before they were really, really hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I thought it'd be an interesting matchup to see.
What do you got going to? Who's in your two hole?
Oh, my next match is a tag team match for the belts, and it never happened for the belts for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Demolition
versus the Road Warriors. Go ahead if you want to do them.
No, I just knew you were going to do that okay. One. I knew.
That's a good one.
It should have happened for the belts. It was fucking stupid.
Why didn't it happen?
Is it because the gimmicks were too close?
No, because they fucked up so much shit. He didn't want to have Demolition at the same time he had the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
And it was his creation. He didn't want to put somebody else's shit over his own shit.
Yeah.
Which actually, Randy Colley came up with Demolition anyway, so I don't see how the fuck that even had any difference. But the real thing was Bill Eadie got sick, and they put Crush with Smash so much.
I remember that.
That it fucked everything up. So I want to see them in their primes, Eadie
and
Darso
yep.
versus Animal and Hawk. For the belts.
That's pretty good. What's your number two?
I had number two already. Oh. So I did Punk and stuff.
Yeah, that's third.
Right. It was forgettable.
Three, I go Sting and Taker. Just to have.
Fucker.
That's not bad. Just, you got that one?
Just a switch of pace.
You got
that
one literally?
We're going to have a couple
of the same match. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's pretty good. My number three would have been Bret Hart and Chris Benoit.
Oh.
Another good one.
I thought you had Benoit in there already.
No, I say I had a match with Benoit, but that's the match I was talking about.
Benoit versus Hart?
Bret Hart.
Really?
I thought it had been a cool match.
It's been done.
I'm sure it's been done plenty of times, especially...
Let's put a belt on the line. Intercontinental title on the line. Yeah, it needs a belt.
I'm fine with that.
It needs a belt.
I'm fine with that. I didn't think about any kind of belts when I was doing this. I should have.
That's why Road Warriors Demolition has to have a belt with it, especially at a big show.
Makes sense.
I think.
Makes
kinda
sense.
Kind of like Goldberg Lesnar. Sting Taker was my own. Fucker.
Well,
I take it back.
Match.
No, I'll sub. I'll sub. Sting versus Ultimate Warrior.
Okay.
Ooh, tag partners.
That's a lot of paint, two matches in a row.
Yeah, man. Somebody's got to clean the ring after that one.
Well, they're going to have to clean it with something.
Next
they?
Match, I go Hart and Angle.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, Kurt Angle.
That would have been pretty good.
That would have been a fucking great match. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's a pretty good one, sir. I got Macho Man versus Stone Cold. A couple just weirdos.
That would have been a good match.
I didn't put Macho Man on here. He was one. I left him off. I'm regretting that one already. And actually, you can't do it. I'd have to add him. Go ahead.
I've got a handicap match for my fourth match.
Ooh.
Gimmick City.
Gimmick City.
My number five is a gimmick, so.
Triple H and Vince McMahon versus CM Punk.
That'd be funny. You got to throw something else in there. Maybe hair. Throw hair in there.
They need to book Baron Corbin in a hair match.
That'll happen.
All right, boys.
So my next
main
one,
event.
Well,
this is your main
event.
Did you guys give me your four?
My four was Macho and Stone.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I have two more matches left.
Okay.
I have The Rock versus Flair. Just because promos.
Like that.
Did they wrestle or not?
Might have.
Like, I don't recall
when,
it.
They wrestled in a tag team match against each other. I know that at WrestleMania.
But, I mean, like, the new Playboy, what you could do leading up.
Right.
And I think it could be a decent match. And then, go ahead. You guys is next one.
Well, you go ahead. Give your main event. That's fine.
I mean, it's Hogan and Austin's the main event.
Took mine.
Goddamn.
What's yours?
I went with a nice gimmick match. One of my favorite types of gimmick matches is the War Games match. A 4-on-4 War Games match. My teams, it's a WCW versus WWF.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm hooked.
Sting, Luger, DDP, and Flair. Just a nice round.
DDP, huh?
I threw DDP in there.
Okay.
Bret Hart, Hogan, Macho Man, and Taker.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You can even throw a fifth guy in there on each team.
Good.
Old school. Funny,
who
Ricky,
would be my fifth?
Ricky Steamboat didn't make anybody's thing.
And then, since he said Macho Man, I would do Macho Man and Michaels. Nobody had Michaels.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Hell, even Steamboat Michaels would be interesting.
It's strange the names that come up when you think of guys.
I'd take Punk out, and I'd put Michaels versus AJ Styles.
Ooh.
That'd be a
match. I like how you're thinking.
Yeah.
What's your main event?
Oh, it's Hogan Austin. But
you got to have – what's your sub? You got to sub something there.
I do?
You have to. That's the rules.
I mean, I don't have another matchup that so many people wanted, and I wanted it more than Rock and Hogan.
You could do Austin and Macho Man.
Oh.
You could do Triple H or Macho Man for Stephanie.
Fuck off. Oh, shit. Bret Hart versus Hogan.
Oh, no. Never
no,
seen that movie.
The intrigue is there. How would Hogan and Austin have gone?
Hogan
brawl?
Doesn't
guys
lose.
That were
he
so
can't
like that,
brawl.
Though. Two guys that were so protective of their character.
I know.
Yeah.
But if they would have wrestled at that Mania, like, I don't think Hogan would have taken that from Austin. He would have laid down for The Rock. But he wouldn't lay down for Austin.
Austin wouldn't have laid down for him.
Fuck no.
No.
And that's probably why it never got in the ring.
Yep.
I mean, they touched one time. Ever.
It's crazy.
They had to have smashed beers a time or two.
Well, they did that in St. Louis, as a matter of fact. After
a match,
Raw.
Though.
At Mania 2 years ago?
What? Oh, shit, I forgot. They did that too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd watch that pay-per-view, boys. I'd pay $50 for it.
Pay more than that.
Yeah, honestly, that'd probably be a $100 pay-per-view. If you could somehow get these matches with the time machine to get the people from their prime.
Today's crowd split on all those matches?
Sure.
Benoit probably wouldn't get many cheers.
I actually don't even care about the crowd. The crowd could be just me.
Well, Benoit and Sullivan.
I'm front row. That's it.
I don't like that one.
I don't even want to be front row. I want to watch them on TV.
Yeah.
I prefer. Do you guys prefer wrestling on TV or live?
Depends where the seats
are. I prefer everything on TV.
Okay, I agree.
I'm the same way.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
depending
good.
Depending on where you're
good,
sitting.
Good. Consensus then. Fuck walking. Fuck finding your seat.
Well, it's...
There are things I like to be there for. There are hockey games, like in the playoffs, you can't touch the atmosphere of a playoff hockey That's game fair. In person. That's At fair. Home, it's fucking brutal. In person, it's even worse. It's awesome. Just the feeling. But, I mean, I've been to four manias. I like two out of the four. It's just you're so fucking far away.
Yeah. UFC's definitely, I mean, like, we had the best seats you could have for, and I mean, I've
Oh, when we went to Bellator, we had some good seats.
I mean, yeah, I've had nothing.
I'd still would rather watch from home.
Way better from home.
Where we were at in Bellator, it was horrible, because, and I got to think it's the same way with wrestling, like, being on ground level, looking up to the ring.
Steel cages are brutal.
It's got to be the worst way to watch a show.
When I mean, like, we're second row for one of Robbie's fights, and then I went to Toronto for John Jones and Machida and sat, like, fourth row. And it's like Corey's explained with wrestling. So I've never sat on the floor at wrestling. There's, I mean, like, you have the people in front of you, then the camera crew. I mean, it's just there's so much between
signs.
Yeah.
Especially at
Not
wrestling.
Signs
in wrestling, yeah, it would be kind of cool to do the older school, like, aisle seat would have been neat. Back whenever, you know, they still, you know, slapped came out hands. And slapped hands and everything like that. But other than that, I see no real reason to go to any event.
Well, I don't see why they built the platform for WrestleMania 3 and they haven't done it since. From the way I understand it, they built the platform. They had fucking 93,000 people in there looking down. And then you had all the people on the ground trying to look up. Yeah. Couldn't see shit. But they could. I mean, that was the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But they also used to do golf carts. Wish they did that again.
I love the carts that they had at WrestleMania 3. The weird, like, little bitty rings.
Did you know they did awesome. That for the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
And they didn't show it? Yep. The big guys?
Yeah, it was a fucking long walk.
Yeah, it was.
It would have taken them 2 minutes just to get to the ring.
Well, boys, you got anything else for
That's all for we got, show? Man. By next week, it's Mania Week. It's that time of year. Ugh. Are we going to be in the Sweet 16 by then? Or are we going to be in the Elite 8 by then? We'll be in the Sweet 16.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
We might
do 2 days and get it.
Week 17 of our tournament.
We might have to do a two-episode week on the tournament.
Okay.
Be fine with me.
Yep.
Boom.
All right, guys. It was great. Had fun.
That's it. We're down to 32. We're going to crown a people's champion before this sumbitch is all said and done.
And that's the bottom line. Because we said.
Because Cold Stone said so.
Cold Stone Creamery said so.
Somebody will get their first heavyweight strap.
It's about time. That does it for Big Easy, T.O., and Corey. We'll see you next week. We'll be down to 32. We'll be down to 16. We'll be down to something by the next time we talk to you. Until then, it's almost WrestleMania time. And we'll see you next episode.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.